King of heaven?
Let your kingdom come here, let your will be done here in us. Jesus, there is no one greater, and you alone are Savior. Show the world your love. Let your glory reign, shining like the day. King of heaven, come. King of heaven, rise up. Who can stand against us? You are strong to save in your mighty name. King of heaven, come. We children of your mercy, a rescue for your glory. We cry, Jesus, set our hearts towards you, that every eye would see you lifted high. King of heaven, come. Shining like the day, King of heaven, come. King of heaven, rise up. Who can stand against us? You are strong to save in your mighty name. King of heaven, come. King of
mighty to save.
Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. And everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of the Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. So take me as you find me, all my fears and failures. Thank you.
just had this heart, this idea, deeper than idea, but anyways, to sing the first part of the song again, but point it towards the people next door, and just this blessing over them, and they need compassion, they need forgiveness, they need the Savior. So just pointing that as a blessing, pointing that worship to the group next door as a blessing, and just to sing it over them.
Everyone needs compassion, love that's never fading. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. The Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Hearts be opened and soft, ready to hear you, Lord.
This week, God's been talking to me about the melody that He sings over each one of us and how we each have our own melody that He's created. And He knows us so deeply. And the song kind of came out of that where it's kind of about the just life and the abortion issue, and but just our walk in general, and that our ears would be open to hear His melody that's sung over us. So Jesus, I just pray for these people in this next room, that You would push back the other noise, and that they would be able to hear Your melody that You're singing over them. The melody that You created for each one of us before creation was even made. Open all of our ears, Jesus, that we would hear what You're saying over each one of us.
I just agree with that. That's Lily and I were praying last night for today, and not knowing which group was in that room, which is normally where we meet. We just felt the impression to just pray that the Holy Spirit would just, like an umbrella over this entire building, just permeate every part of it. And it's just so neat that we are praying for them, particularly in light of what they're ministering over there today. But just that the Holy Spirit would just be allowed to just work His way through like the mystic fog, or like the oil, and just permeate every nook and cranny of this entire building, including that room over there.
At the beginning of worship, I had a vision, and I saw the word mercy written over the church, and it was almost like three-dimensional block letters, like it was hollow, but the framework was there, like someone had drawn it with a pencil, but it was really thick lines. But I saw like the three-dimensional word mercy, and then I saw the Lord set it on a pilot light, and it exploded in flames, but I knew it was Him. And it's like He didn't change the mercy, that He's written that over this body, that's, like we were saying earlier, that's not a bad thing, but I saw Him light it on fire. so that the outline of mercy, you couldn't see anything, but the fire was what defined the word mercy. So if it's okay, I'm just going to pray into that. Jesus, I pray right now that you would take the beautiful gifts that you have given Emmanuel Grace, Father God, in chorus with one another. And Father God, I pray, Jesus, that that word mercy would now light on fire, that the power of the Holy Spirit would now come and ignite, that, Father God, that the boldness and the fire and the passion to see this area experience the love and salvation of Jesus Christ. Father God, I pray that that fuel over that word mercy would now light on fire. And Father God, I pray that the fire of your love, of your passion, of your work, of your miracles, of the things that you're doing now today. Father God, I pray, Jesus, that the move of the Spirit would define that mercy now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we do. We pray that for the group next door. Jesus, thank you that they're meeting in the space where the church typically meets. Father God, thank you. They had no idea what they were in for, Jesus. Thank you for placing them on ground that you've already given this ministry. And Father God, I pray that that salvation that's been prayed every week would now come out of the ground like that fire in the word mercy. And they would be drawn to the fire and to the mercy now of Jesus Christ. In your name.
I want to pray something to you. God, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that God, those who are just walking around with a flashlight that has no light, God, searching, but they have no light, God, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would open their eyes and you would let them see, God, that there's light all around, that your glory is all around. God, I pray, God, for those, God, who've had abortions. God, I pray, God, just your forgiveness would draw them to you. And God, I pray, God, I pray for Canada. I pray for here, God. I pray that those who struggle with homosexuality, God, I pray that they would find freedom in you, because we declare that it is a sin. And God, that robs people from the knowledge of you. We will not let fear stop us from letting people know you. God, I pray a stirring of that boldness now. In your name, amen.
The Father song?
Songs, listen to a thousand tongues, but there is one that sounds above them all. The Father's song, the Father's love, you've sung it over me. Eternity, it's written on my heart. Heaven's perfect melody, the Creator's symphony, and you are singing over me, the Father's song. Perfect mystery, the King of Love has sent for me, and now you're singing over me, the Father's song. I have heard so many.
songs, listen to a thousand tongues, but there is one that sounds above them all. The Father's song, the Father's love, you've sung it over me. Eternity, it's written on my heart. Heaven's perfect melody, the Creator's symphony, and you are singing over me. The Father's song. Perfect mystery, the King of Love has sent for me, and now you're singing over me, the Father's song. Heaven's perfect mystery, the King of Love has sent for me. Now you're singing over me, the Father's song.
Starlight.
catching fire as you break through.
Majesty?
Just as I am, empty.
Jesus, you laid down your life, the greatest sacrifice. Majesty, Majesty, your grace has found me just as I am.
I think I have a tongue.
Yeah, I'll just make sure. I know that some people of our guests are used to this, but I just want to explain just in case not. We believe in all the gifts. One of the gifts is tongues. And when a tongue is shared publicly, then we also are instructed to ask the Lord for interpretation. And what we have found is the Lord gives that interpretation often to the body. And so as the tongue is being given, be listening to the Lord, and whether the interpretation is given as a word for word or a picture or a scripture or thoughts like that are coming from the Lord, just be free to share that after the tongue is given.
Nastara na kondi, andara nastara mat na konda, andi, onira nastora, kandara ni ona, andira na konda, andira na konda, stara mat na konda, andira na konda, andira na konda.
Anyone have an interpretation?
I'm used to doing this.
Okay.
What I heard. But there's what you
okay.
You just said.
Yeah. I'll just show you. Yeah. Bruce wants me to share on his behalf, that he heard, there is love in your midst. There is love in your midst. I am the one who sets you free.
Okay, so I'm just acting in obedience here. So I just felt God saying, giving like an invitation, like more than an invitation, but come into the inner courts. Come into the inner courts.
Come into the inner courts.
I think mine tied in with Ruth a little bit, and I didn't know whether at first it was like blow the shofar, but I don't think it was. It was a declaration, my majesty I will not give to another. You are welcome here in my courts, but my majesty is, I will not give to another, but we have the freedom to enter those courts.
I don't know how this relates, but I just saw a rushing river, but then all of a sudden it like the water just started filling crevices and like every, like it was sort of, it looked like you know those ant whatever colonies that you see all the tunnels that the ants make, and it, I just saw the river, the water go into all those crevices and just fill everything.
Kind of goes along with some of them, so I'll say it. But just at the end of the song there, I was having a vision, I guess, of just bowing to Jesus as King, as Majesty, but then him being on his throne and actually like an invitation to come, like, yes, I am the King, you know, and yes, it's right that you bow, but now come sit on my lap. Like, just come hang out with me, and I, like, I'm your papa, you know, and come sit on my lap. So the combination.
That's exactly the same vision I had. It was like, but he was like, the majesty was like, well, Aslan, we all know Aslan, as the lion. And at first I looked up and I saw his feet, and I was afraid because I knew it was a lion, and it was sort of a fearful majesty, but then as I looked up into Jesus' face, it was like he was just laughing. It's just like, yes, I'm the King, but come on up here. Just come up here. I just want to embrace you. And it was such a joyful thing.
I don't totally understand what this means, but when she gave the tongue, I saw the Lord take a needle and thread and go in and out of material, and it was, I knew he wasn't mending, it was the most beautiful embroidery thread or floss, but it was really strong, and I saw, not like it was an embellishment, but I knew the function was not to mend something, and I saw him go for a really long time, and then all of a sudden, he tightened it, and it got really tight, and what at first was perceived to be just decorative and beautiful now had a function and a purpose, and whatever that material was, he was cinching it together and making it stronger and have a very definitive function and purpose.
And I just, I was reminded of David when he fought Goliath, and so I just looked up the verses. I don't know how this fits or if it does, but I feel led. Then Saul dressed David in his own tunic. He put a coat of armor on him and a bronze helmet on his head. David fastened on his sword over the tunic and tried walking around because he was not used to them. I can't go in these, he said to Saul. I'm not used to them. So he took them off, and he took his staff in his hand. He chose 5 smooth stones from the stream, put them in his pouch of his shepherd's bag, With his sling in his hand, he approached the Philistine.
I've been getting that scripture all morning. Mm.
I had... Both now. Here you go. I had just gotten the one bridge for a song that was, "Baby, you're almost home now, please don't quit now."
I got something. But I don't, yeah. I think, well, whatever, I'll just say what I got, but I don't know, maybe I'm wrong.
Many times.
Anyway, but like the verse from Daniel is, "You have been weighed on the balances and have been found wanting." So I don't know.
I first got a picture of like a huge wave. Or crest, like, you know, like really big, tall wave. And I was like, okay, Lord, what about that? And then I had the impression of the Israelites walking in the midst of the water waves, like, so there's waves on both sides. And yeah, as I've just been meditating on that, I just sense that God is saying, yeah, I am powerful and fearsome and yet I am with you, and I will show you the way. Yeah.
Anyone else? Okay, I know you have another song, but I want to tie it together a little bit. I can't tie everything together because I don't see everything, but I just... I see, like, with some of the words and the whole cinching thing, it really... The Lord drawing the two together, and even like the passage about David, I see this musician and yet this warrior, and the two were just drawn together, like it's together, they're not separate. And when Tyler shared his word, I saw it, not just water but molten, like, and where it became hard and strong in those crevices, but just the Lord bringing it all together, his love for us, the mercy, the all of it, and just, I don't know, I just see, like, I see the connection between many of the words, and the lion and but laughing and it, but it all is like, it's, he's been, the vision of, yeah, he's been needling it, like with the needle and thread, and then all of a sudden just the pulling it all tight, and there it is, and it has a function, but what came to my mind in that is also, it became clear, oh, and all the various embroidery, it just all fits together, and so that's what I'm seeing as the words were being shared. I didn't get anything during the tongue, but just as the words were being shared, that's partial picture of what I'm seeing. I wish I could explain it better, but that's what I'm seeing. I'm going to just pray that over us into. So Lord, I believe that you reveal that you are doing this. So I just want to pray that I bless that and I say yes to it, and we say yes to it, Lord. Emmanuel Grace says yes to it. We say yes to this. We say yes, we say yes, we say yes. Praise you, Lord.
Out of hiding.
toddler, and the dad is at the other end of the room, and the toddler is just walking kind of towards, and just this dad is just, come on, come on. And the toddler just start to run towards the father. And just what a beautiful picture that is of us. And he's just saying, come on, run, run to me. And there's this excitement.
Like we've never before, and to stay in the silence and just, you know, just try, attempt, like, or just be in quiet and rest and enter the inner courts and the presence of God, even if it means just sitting in silence and just going there and resting. Running there and resting.